It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Well, hey there, what's going on? Brock Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. Hey. Happy Thursday. Hey,
it's a podcast time.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to.
I was playing Mario the other day. It's in my head.
It's a me.
I'm Mario.
Have you been playing any new games?
Yeah. Actually, I just got the Game Pass for Xbox One, which is, I have no idea how much a month, but I'll find out next month. And it's kind of cool, though. They give you a bunch of games. You can't actually, like, you don't own the games, but you can install them onto your system and play pretty much, like, you have, like, a choice of, like, 200 games.
So why don't you just download all the games and then unsubscribe? Do the games go away then?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're too smart.
Son of a bitch.
They're too smart. But I've been playing the one that you hate.
What game?
And I'm coming around to it, man. I really like it. Rocket League. I know. You got to give it a chance.
You drive around in an RC car and hit a giant ball, soccer ball, into a net.
Yeah. It's weird.
Stupid.
It's a weird concept, but I'm telling you, it's like the most addicting game I've ever played.
And that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I call myself a 10-minute gamer. So I give myself 10 minutes, and I got to go do something. I'm too ADD.
Yeah.
For some reason, this game, man, I didn't put the controller down for like an hour last night.
Yeah,
it's just game after game after game.
Turn into Benny. You can be playing Fortnite, floss dancing.
See, I'm not into the Fortnite.
Moron.
I've tried it. I gave it a chance. I'm just like, nah, you know what? Shut up. What do you do? What games are you playing, Mr.
I get laid.
Battle axe.
I drink beer and bone chicks.
Like a real man.
Like a real man.
Yeah.
I need to get some new video games. Yeah. I haven't played in a while. So I want to get the Red Dead Redemption 2, but I haven't gotten around to it. So
it's kind of expensive.
I need to find a used copy. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, maybe I'll come over, watch you play while I eat my liver pate.
There you go. Bring over your liver pate. We'll play some Double Dragon.
Yes.
They just came out with a new, or they didn't just come out with it, but they have a newer Double Dragon.
Actually, you know, it'd be good. Kristen would like me to get a probably a new video game. That would keep me out of the kitchen. So last night, this is my segue into what I wanted to talk about. Have you ever had liver pate?
Yeah, they have it at Grand Mere.
Oh, yeah. That's actually the first time I had it around here. Mm-hmm. But I grew up on liver and onions. Mom used to make it all the time. It's cheap, really good. But liver pate is fantastic. I made some last night, and I have it's too much. It's a big old bowl of liver pate. It's better in small servings. Mm-hmm. But
really, the key to liver pate is if somebody hasn't tried it, and you want them to try it,
don't tell them.
Don't tell them what it is.
Yeah.
Don't say liver.
Just
until they try it.
Yep.
And then you should be like, you know, that was liver. You just put in your mouth.
That always annoys me. Like, oh, gross. I'm like, but they're like, oh no, that was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I haven't actually. I've sampled it, but it's warm. And liver pate is very good cold. Mm-hmm. Very good cold. But last night I was like a regular Emeril Lagasse in there. Just bam. Mm-hmm. I was a regular Gordon Ramsay in there. I'm frying up. I'm letting the wine reduce. I'm adding heavy cream and salt to taste. And
liver. What kind of liver?
Was just
liver?
Chicken liver.
Chicken liver?
Got it at Walmart, of course.
Oh, there you go.
It was literally a pound and a half in a tub.
Yeah.
And, so what you do is you just kind of melt some stuff, some shallots, which is like an onion, wine and heavy cream with the liver. You get that kind of brown on the outside, then you throw it in a blender, mix it all up. Dude, it smelled great. However, I will admit this. It looked just like cat food.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like cat food.
Same color, same texture.
Same texture. Honestly, I probably could just went and bought some Fancy Feast, and that would have been pretty much the same thing. But I'm excited to try it, and it sucks, though, because Kiki doesn't. She's like, it's gross.
Yeah, liver pate. You said it just doesn't sound appealing.
No, it's very pretty good, though. It's very good.
The key is you got to get the chicken that hasn't boozed his whole life, so he's got a nice clean liver.
Nice clean liver. Nice that clean chicken living right there.
Right.
Nice liver.
Look at that. Chicken over there smoking.
I probably should have only done half, though, because I'm telling you, man, it is it's in a sense a pound and a half of liver pate.
See, what you do is you get it, and then you put it back into the Ninja Blender. Oh. You throw a little ice cream in there, and you get a little liver shake.
Just
liver
it.
Milkshake. It's like Mickey D's new this shake of the month.
Oh, boy.
Liver pate.
Even that for me would be tough. So I'm going to have that for lunch today, my little lunchtime snack.
So what do you eat it with, like crackers?
You do crackers. Sometimes it's nice on like a spread, like a liver pate sandwich with cheese.
Jeez, man. For God's sakes.
I made that.
It's not like you're poor.
I made that whole meal for $5.99.
Right.
Cheapest bottle of wine I could find. Great value cream.
I could just see Kiki telling other people, no, he chooses to make this stuff. He chooses.
That's right. I think it's something, just growing up eating liver. Mm-hmm. I just grew to love it. So, and I like weird food. I'm a weird food kind of guy.
Cow tongue?
Cow tongue, yeah. Yeah, you do tacos, cow tongue tacos. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Cow tongue's good, huh? Yeah, we're going to try it in Vegas. We're going to Vegas in a few weeks.
Here's the thing is everyone's like, all right, you got to understand, it has been marinating in spices. There's no way you could tell it was tongue. Mm-hmm. Unless someone told you. It's not like an actual... Now, you can.
Different texture?
You can make it. No. Because, again, it's like taking a pot roast.
Yeah.
It's a roast. You take rump roast. Rump roast is not an appealing cut of meat. Mm-hmm. But when you slow cook it for 12 hours and it's tender and everything and mm-hmm. shredded, you can't tell. It's no different than shredded pork or shredded beef.
How about a turkey neck? Would you eat a turkey neck?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would. Saute it, fry it, whatever. I mean, I love gizzards.
Gizzards, yeah.
Yeah. Hearts.
How about chicken feet?
Chicken feet. I've had chicken feet before. Yeah. It's
chicken feet.
You got to get over your of actually eating the foot. You know, like a pickled chicken's foot.
Yeah.
But I love pickle anything, and I'll eat it. Pickled pig's feet. Ooh, that's good stuff.
What do they call them? The Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh yeah, I've had Rocky Mountain oysters. That's bull testicles. Yeah.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should try to get on Fear Factor because that one part of the show it doesn't seem to bother you too much.
For $50,000, I will eat a bull's penis. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
How about a live spider?
Live spider? Yeah, I think I could do that. Yeah. You just gotta bite fast. I don't. Hug up.
The crunch is what gets me, man.
Hug up. I've eaten candied crickets and stuff like that. Yeah. You ever had that? Like the candied insects?
I think I had a chocolate covered ant once.
Chocolate covered ant? Nice. Mm. So weird.
I don't, so why? Weird. Yeah, I just why? Don't get it.
Why?
Weird. Just give me the chocolate.
No. I'm gonna put an ant inside of it. But yeah, I like unique foods. I like it, to sample things.
I used to love everybody loves chocolate, but I used to eat a lot of chocolate little things that my grandma had as a kid.
The raisins?
Yeah, she would tell me they're chocolate covered ants, so I wouldn't eat a bunch of them. I'd only eat like two of them. I'm like, but they taste good.
It's so good.
But it's an ant in there.
And then you tried eating a fresh ant without chocolate, seeing if it tastes the same. No, not the same.
Yeah.
Fire ants.
Is there any food you don't like that you hate?
What's the there's a flavor, it's like in sausages sometime. I think we figured this out.
Fennel seeds.
Fennel. Ugh.
Fennel seeds.
If there's fennel in something, I would just and too much cumin.
Yeah, we got a buddy that doesn't like hates brats because of fennel seeds.
If there's like it's sausages or something, a pizza will be ruined if it has sausage with fennel in it. I'm like, you ruined it. You ruined the pizza.
Oh, they're potent. They're potent.
They are, dude. You bite into one. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. That I don't like fennel. I'm trying to think of some other foods that I don't like.
It's like as you get older, you become more accustomed to foods.
Well, and honestly, growing up, I don't think I was a picky eater just because it was like, no, eat your food.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear like, he's a picky eater, well, he's going to starve then. Parents are doing all this stuff to facilitate their kids' picky eating habits.
Appease.
No. Appease. Thank you. No. I won't name names, but I've just people like, I'm not going to eat. I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No, we made chicken.
Right.
Eat the chicken.
Eat the chicken. Eat the beans. You know, green beans. Good.
I love green beans. Salt, butter on those bad boys. Hell, eat them fresh out of the garden.
Yeah, me too.
Nice snap to it. But yeah, so maybe I just wasn't a picky eater because we couldn't be.
Mm-hmm. No. Not a fan of olives. Don't like sushi.
Oh, love sushi. That's about it, though. Love sushi. Love olives. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you don't like sushi. You seem like a sushi guy.
Yeah.
You got that sushi guy face.
Yeah. What's that mean?
I don't know.
It's because of my eyes. As I look Asian when I smile.
Everyone listening, I was not making an Asian joke. For God's sakes. I was born this way. I bet you like sushi, don't you? Don't you? Good
no,
God.
No, I don't. It's gross.
We had sushi for New Year's Eve.
Did you?
And I did. I love sushi, man. You can give me the rawest of fish.
Ooh. You know when you jump in the water and you have that stuff on the bottom of the lake that touches your feet?
Yeah.
That's what they put in sushi.
No, seaweed is and seaweed's good for you. It's good for you.
No.
Seriously. So think about like just a regular like crab roll, okay? It's literally just rice, chunk of crab, and—
White rice I don't get.
What?
It's tasteless.
That's racist.
Has no taste to it. It just fills you up. That's all it does. Yeah. It's all it's good for. So get rid of the rice. Get rid of the seaweed. Who wants seaweed? Who looks at seaweed and is like, that looks pretty good.
What I'm trying to tell you, okay, so it's rice, okay, nice rice. Mm-hmm. Holds everything together. Crab, a little chunk of cucumber, and some cream cheese. Delicious.
Yeah.
No.
Dip it in some delicious soy sauce.
Crab's good. Well, that kind of crab is good.
Yeah.
Cream cheese is good.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's it.
And you know what? You haven't tried the right sushi. I get that all the time. You just haven't tried the right one. No. I used to work at a restaurant that had sushi night every Wednesday. Oh, trust me, I've tried them all.
Some fresh ahi tuna.
Ahi tuna is not bad.
Yeah, fresh.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll give that to you.
You do like sushi. You're so full of it. I knew it.
You know, it can burn.
I knew it by the look on your face. Their face. All right. That's good enough. I'm going to go home, eat some liver pate. Everyone, I recommend you explore the wonderful world of unique food. And what else did we talk about? I can't remember.
Not it, man.
I don't know. That's good enough.
Video games?
Good enough. Yeah, there you go. Good enough for me. Good podcast.
Yeah.
Good podcast. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Make sure you check out more on our website, WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. And hey, by the way, if anybody listening right now wants to sponsor the show,
Feel free. We'd love it.
Feel free. We'd love to have you on here. We'll give you all sorts of love.
Yeah. I mean, you can sponsor anything. You can sponsor our microphones.
Yeah.
We got chairs in here. I mean, we can just look around. You can sponsor anything.
Sponsor anything.
The studio. We need a studio sponsor.
We do need the studio sponsor. We got the show sponsor.
Live from the blah, blah, blah studio.
Yeah.
Brock and Hunter.
Is there a strip club that wants to sponsor
us? Nice.
That'd be awesome. If there's any strippers out there that want to be sponsors of the show, let us know. Be our featured guest every week.
We're looking for a third host to sit there and look good.
Just look hot. All right, we'll see you guys next time.